I'm just imagining muscular, bald men.
Me too.
Hey guys, it's me, Mr. Meatman, and today I'm here with everyone from the First Podcast Discord.
Hey!
Hey.
How you guys doing?
Doing good, thanks for having us. My name's Joe, I'm the co-host, and with me, as always, I have Lars.
Yeah, I'm Lars.
Heck yeah.
That's,
So how was you guys' day today?
Well, today I was editing the podcast, so that was fun, I guess.
How long does that typically take?
It takes a very long time, I'll just put it that way. It takes much longer than you would think or you would hope, but gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, I hate editing.
What did you eat for lunch?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I don't think I've had lunch.
Really?
Yeah, no.
Oh, do you eat food?
Yeah, I eat food.
Oh, okay.
I'll go for days where, like, I don't eat anything, and then other days, well, I'll just eat a bunch of food.
What kind of food do you eat, like, on those days? Is it, like... You know, chicken pot pies, or what are you talking, like ice cream sundaes?
I mean, like, I guess, what was it? Yesterday I had pizza.
Tom wants to know, do you consume food?
Of course I consume food.
I already asked that, dude.
I consume meat.
Yeah.
Do you require sustenance?
It'd be weird if you were a vegetarian. Like,
I feel like that makes you very relatable. Like, as a like person to person. Like, no, like, yeah, like you eat food, you consume food, we both consume food.
That makes, yeah, it's part about it's about being relatable to people that I love to be
on a very deep level.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of being relatable, by the way, who the hell are you?
I'm a Mr. Meatman. I got a YouTube channel called Mr. Meatman. You've probably heard of it before, of course. I'm very famous, obviously.
Of course.
Yeah. I make all sorts of funny YouTube videos. Every video is not at all like the other one. If you look in my description for a lot of my videos, I keep changing what I want my channel to be because I just want to appeal to everyone. It's part of the charm, you know?
Yeah.
You do have a lot of different kinds of videos. I will say I was on there before, like in the past several days, I was looking at a bunch of your videos and they're all very, very different.
Also, apparently you created the Berserk opening. That was weird to find out.
Yeah, I am the original creator of Berserk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
It's never coming. Like, I'm never going to make any more Berserk. I'm never going to make any more. I'm too busy playing my hentai games.
Oh, okay. Okay. Which ones are you playing?
I don't know. I don't check the names.
Oh, okay.
I see some good old hentai games.
Yeah, I don't really view, like, the titles when I'm on certain websites. I guess I don't really care about that, but yeah. Oh, the audience, by the way, is calling for me to ask a really hard-hitting hypothetical, so I'm going to go ahead and hit you with one of those if you're prepared.
Heck yeah.
And please answer as if your life depended on it.
All right.
Okay.
Go for it.
So what's your answer?
What? What's the question?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Let's say hypothetically he's asked it.
I don't get it.
Okay, here we go.
Is this some kind of joke?
Well, it is a comedy podcast.
That's the theme of the podcast. Is this some kind of joke?
Are you making fun of me?
It's a hypothetical joke.
Okay, so at long last, someone invents the Dream VCR. This machine allows you to tape an entire evening's worth of your own dreams, which you can then watch at your leisure. However, if you want to watch your dreams, you have to do so with your family and your closest friends in the same room. They get to watch your dreams along with you. If you don't agree with this, you can't use it.
I'm not using that.
You wouldn't use it?
No, I would not for the life of me use that.
Yeah, I kind of feel like I wouldn't
because
really...
Because what if I'm having, like, a sexy dream?
That's yeah.
I don't want to, like, watch that with other people.
You kind of make a good point. Like, of all the dreams that you would want to see, they're not ones that you would want other people to see. So what good does it do you?
Exactly. I don't want them to know my sick and twisted pleasures. Like,
and you can tell us though, right?
This is a secure line.
Yeah. None of this isn't gonna get leaked.
Ooh. All right. So here's a secret fetish that no one knows they have.
Let's hear it.
I've never been with a woman who hasn't been raped. That's one.
Oh. Ooh. Okay. Is that just coincidence or?
Maybe. I'm not sure. Hold on. I need someone in the audience named Tomas to keep write something down for me.
Tana.
That's for good.
Do we
reference.
Have somebody in the audience named Tomas?
All right. Here's my three fetishes.
We actually do, as coincidence would have it.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Okay. I got three fetishes. I got three more fetishes.
You don't have to tell us if you don't want it.
No,
don't
you
feel
do.
Pressured.
You
okay.
Do.
Okay. So I only date girls who, all right. So there's a trifecta of women. All right. There's the trifecta out there. Everyone knows about this, of course. A girl, like the most perfect girl, she has to be skinny, white, cute face, and black hair. And you know what I'm talking about?
Why?
Because that's the trifecta, man.
I understand what you're describing, like a cute, you know, skinny white girl with cute face and black hair.
I mean, would it really be that much of a downer if she was blonde? Or like, why that specifically?
Because that's the holy trinity. That's the trifecta.
That's what he's into.
I feel like a skinny, cute, white girl with black hair probably has like a dark secret, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, like her name's Rachel.
A raven.
Yeah.
She got beat.
I don't know. You know what? If that's your fetish, man, I'm not going to kink shame you. That's fine.
Thank you.
What? Why would you kink shame him? He's just describing...
I'm saying I'm not going to.
But why would you have to, you know, specify that you're not going to? Like, the default is that
I'm
you
I'm just
would.
Trying to be nice to our elegant Canadian guest, Joe. Come on.
You're not.
I'm not Canadian.
Oh, okay.
Well, where are you from in
where
within
are you from?
Just Canada?
You can say vaguely if you'd like. You don't have to, like, specify your cross street.
No, like, within Canada, where are you from?
Oh, me?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not from Canada.
Where are you from?
But you just said that you're...
I said I'm not.
Canadian.
No, I didn't. When did I say that?
I'm confused.
That?
No, I'm just are kidding. You Canadian just or not?
Kidding. No, we're just grabbing
you. Are
you
guys making a joke out of me?
Is this some kind of joke?
Well, it is a comedy podcast, but...
I did not say I am comedian or
you
I'm Canadian.
You did not say it.
Oh, by the way... Joseph, why did I call you Joseph? That's weird.
That's my name.
Joe and I were talking earlier about the hypothetical question, and Joe brought up a point about solipsism, which I think kind of changes it. You want to kind of explain what you're talking about?
Solipsism? What is that?
Yeah, solitarism. No, solipsism.
Solipsism? Does everybody know the hypothetical question, or do you just want me to give everyone a lesson on solipsism?
Give me a lesson.
How does it change? And the lesson,
the hypothetical question?
Shouldn't well, we no, you were saying, no, here, I'll just, okay, so he was saying, like, if you're the only sentient person in the world, and everyone else is just basically an NPC, like, it wouldn't matter, like, you could watch it, because who cares?
It actually wouldn't matter. Well, it depends on, like, how much of an NPC, like, are they, like, is it, like, AI, or is it just, like, legit listen and believe?
It's, like, at the very most, it is, like, not even AI, it's just, like, an illusion of consciousness, and at the worst, it's like they're only existing as a figment in your imagination, somewhere in there.
Because technically, like to be fair, technically, I could be like the only like sentient person, and like you all could be like really smart like robots. In fact, I could be a robot. Everyone can be a robot. Everyone could not even be conscious, but no one would know it.
Everyone is a robot.
Because like. It's yeah, our I mean, individual perspective. Like, you don't have the perspective of me and yourself. You only have the perspective of yourself. You don't know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even know if you're talking to a robot right now.
Oh, shit.
Like, yeah. You don't even know if, like, maybe Craig Recorderbot is, like, more human than any of us in here.
What if that was the case? But what if there was a way to know?
What if there was a way to know?
Like, would you want to know? If you were a robot?
To know if Craig is human or not, Joe? What are you asking?
No, like, Mr. Meatman, if you were a robot, would you want to know?
Well, I wouldn't know if I was a robot or not. Like, so, would I have, like, some kind of hint where, like, somebody would tell me, like, there is an actual potential that the answer could be yes or no? Because, this is, like, Blade Runner, like, universe, then I'd be, like, sure. Hesitant. Because, like, that's an actual, like... marginalized group and stigma.
So let's say that nothing changes and it's still this world, but it turns out that 90% of people are robots. Or let's say it's 50-50.
Oh, so that is a known fact.
Oh, would you want to know, by the way?
If I know, would other people know?
Uh,
Or unless if I told them, I guess.
Would it make a difference?
Only the scientist who tells you and whoever you tell. The report's not going to get leaked.
Because I could either be like, be satisfied or unsatisfied, but I'd know. Or I could possibly be unsatisfied also without knowing.
I just noticed your nickname on here is Mr. Meat Robot, so I think we have our answer.
When did that happen?
Oh, shit.
These are lies.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's kind of the premise of the show, it's just lies. So you're saying that you would view the tape?
I would view the tape. Because then I could just get it out of the way. I'd know the answer.
I feel like I would, there's a part of me that would want to be like, okay, guys, I'm not responsible for what you're about to see. I'm sorry if this changes things, but, you know, this is just my subconscious brain unconscious brain talking, so...
Would you be able to convince, for both you guys, would you be able to convince yourself that it's still worth having these connections with these people who are your friends and family, even if you know they're not real, because it's either that or never get to interact with them again the same way?
Fuck, you're right.
Like, could you trick yourself? Because for me, there's a chance that I would be like, I know they're not real, but I'm going to just pretend like everything's the same to try to preserve the... Because it's that or never have relationships ever again with anybody.
That's... Yeah, you know what? Fuck it. Like, I mean, I can just pretend.
Yeah.
Right?
You do a good job of that already.
Like, and that's assuming that I am a robot, which I'm not. I'm not an NPC.
Well, actually, there's some ambiguity now because your nickname in the chat is Mr. Meat Robot Man.
Yes, but these are lies.
The foundations of my understanding of you are just unraveling every second. I don't know how to feel about this.
Are you going to change your YouTube channel to Mr. Meat Robot Man?
I will never do such a thing. That would be betraying my core audience.
What would we have to promise you? Like, if we could make you like a billionaire, would you change it?
I want a bigger dick. That's all I want.
Okay, bigger dick. Let's say we're able to make it 2 inches.
What did you just fucking say? What did you just fucking say to me?
Jerk.
I will destroy you.
I only did it once you already told the dick joke. So I didn't. I'm sorry. I just saw you set yourself up for that one.
No, I did not.
You kind of did.
just a little. All right. Sorry if I took it too far. Look, my dick is also just 1 inch.
I'm going to take advantage of that clip.
That's fine. I put it out there into the world, so it exists now.
I want to address some claims that I'm seeing in the comments section.
Did you just say address some clams?
I want to... Some claims.
Yeah,
I
mean, sounded like, wait, you said address some clams. Like,
I want to address some clams. I want to address some clams I'm seeing in the recording chat. People are saying right here that I am taking pictures of dead rats. Meatman legit tortures rats.
So we've been trying to avoid these questions for some time. Pretty much the whole duration of the chat, people are like, ask him why he kills rats for fun. And we've...
There it is.
Joe.
Yeah.
Speaking of killing rats for fun, we should talk about our sponsor, Mint Mobile.
Ah.
Mint Mobile is a wireless phone provider that piggybacks off T-Mobile's vast network. If you get T-Mobile in your current area, there's a good chance that there's a 100% chance that Mint Mobile is right for you.
Yeah, but why would you want to get Mint Mobile, Joe? Like, what's the benefit?
It's cheaper. It's like $15 a month starting out for the basic plan and like $30 for like literally like unlimited everything, basically. It's not exactly unlimited, but you won't be able to tell.
Wait, can I bring my phone over, though? Because that would be like a deal breaker.
Ooh, what if I told you that, yes, you can bring your phone over.
No.
For the low, low price of free.
Wow. Okay.
Yep. They're not going to... Mint.T1Podcast.com.
Thank you for validating my consumer pain points. I appreciate it.
Mint.T1Podcast.com. That's where you're going to find out all about Mint.T1Podcast.com.
By the way, I mean, you heard Joe's like soulless shilling there, but I'm actually a customer of Mint Mobile myself. I really like them. I switched over from T-Mobile and my bill is $20 a month. It's ridiculous. And I get the same service that I had before. So it's not, there's no difference except you pay 3 months at a time. And so that means I'm paying what, like $60 every 3 months for my phone. And that's it for like a quarter of a year. That's great. So I highly recommend them as a customer.
Mint.T1Podcast.com.
What's the URL, Mr. Meatman?
I don't fucking know. I'm not a shill.
mint.t1podcast.com.
mint.t1podcast.com.
Also, go to nord.t1podcast.com.
Well, we'll explain that later. We don't need to do two ads in a row, Joe. Okay.
I like to, but I know not everybody else likes to. So moving on.
Mr. Meatman, I went to your server and I tried to get some questions from people.
Did you?
And yeah, I mean, I didn't get very far. I mean, I think you know the debauchery that goes on there.
The people on my server are a fun bunch. Like, let me tell you, we have arcs, and then we have like we've legit like, you know how like in Dragon Ball Z you got main like big villains. Well, my server does have that, and they're
big villains.
Yeah, they're high functioning, or maybe low functioning is the better term, villains. Sometimes they're people who are quite salty. Other times they are people who are just really fucking weird. Like if you want to know about those, you can ask. Or what did the people in my server ask me? What did they tell you?
Okay, so Fat Mexican Man asks, what is sex?
I don't fucking know. Like, what the fuck is sex?
Do you think he's ever had it? Obviously not. Come on, dude.
What's sex? Yes, what are you guys talking about?
Sex. It's a board game that people sometimes play.
I like to play board games.
It's pretty fun.
Then you would love sex. You know, what can I say?
Maybe I'll play sex with a guy named OJJ. Like, he's in here right now. Hey, OJJ, in the comments, like, you want to play that sex game?
That's a weird way to proposition someone, but okay.
question mark.
I'm muted.
Okay.
Twice and tight.
Well, I don't know. We don't do this all the time. Lars, I don't know. What do you think? Should we
what?
Unmute Oj so he can properly respond?
Yeah.
I feel like we
do this every episode, Joe. We get people on every time. Are you kidding
me? Oj, do you want to come on and respond to the sex board game question?
He says absolutely.
Okay, you're unmuted. Go ahead and say your piece.
Hey, what's up, me man?
Will you play sex with me?
Yeah, let's do it. You want to ERP?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Do you start it off or do I start it off?
You can start it off.
Okay, so you're walking.
Yeah, that's going to be a quick mute. Sorry.
All right, thanks for joining us, OJJ. Right. You guys talk more about that later if you'd like.
We had like a long ass ERP yesterday. With me and another guy in here.
Another guy.
About Starbucks.
Hey, no, in your gamer video, it said you weren't gay.
I'm not gay.
Oh, you're just ERPing with a guy. Okay.
Yeah, it's perfect.
What's
that's
gay
great.
About that? Yeah.
What are you, homophobic?
What's wrong with two dudes ERPing?
Sex is like the manliest thing ever.
That's true.
And men are the manliest thing ever. What's manlier than sex between two guys?
Also, I want to say, like, all right, so I made a video like a year or two ago about how I'm not gay, but you know, like, just like a lot of, I just want to say, like, because I've noticed this a lot, just like a lot of, I guess, like, internet, like, YouTube reviewers who I've seen on YouTube, or actually, like, reviewers in general, but I've noticed this a lot where, like, you know, like, just because I made a video where I perfectly outline my points at this point of time, like you can't use what I said in those videos like to defame me or to make me look bad, like when I do something hypocritical of that, because, you know, I'm just a person and my opinions change, and I'm gonna still keep the videos I have of those up, like, you know, for all the ad revenue and whatever the fuck, but just don't make fun of people online, all right, guys? Everyone listening at home.
Oh, yeah. Would never want to do that.
Well, I would actually like to take this opportunity to say that there's nothing wrong with being gay. And
we support Mr. Meatman's decisions.
Mr. Meatman, even if you are gay, that's fine.
Why did you say it like that? Like, even if you're gay.
Even if you're gay. Even if you're straight.
You know, some people might be listening. And
yeah, even if you're straight, we'll still love you.
You know, I just don't want anyone to get the idea that, you know, it's okay to bully people in the LGBTQ plus.
I mean, like, I think you should have, like, phrased it differently. All right, like, we got to start, like, you know, like, being diversive. So, like, instead of saying, even if you're gay, just say, like, even if you're straight. Like,
yeah.
Even if you were straight.
There's nothing wrong with being gay. but being straight.
Of course.
Oh, God, what's wrong with you? Why would you be straight?
It's kind of weird.
You got to talk to women. Ugh.
Isn't that sort of just like being derogatory the other way, though? Like in the other direction?
No, who cares?
Yeah, but it's fine if we do that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Haha, you're straight. Oh, that's so offensive. Oh, I'm so hurt.
Straighty.
I mean, I feel like you shouldn't make fun of people based on their sexual orientation, whether it is gay or straight.
Well, if you're straight, you're allowed to make fun of straight people, Joe.
I think it's just funny to make fun of people.
It is funny to make fun of people.
Yeah. Okay, so Section 2 Ball Stretcher asks, and that's the name that they've chosen.
Oh, Ball Stretcher. Or Stretcher.
Yeah, asks, what is your credit card number? But the thing is that Mr. Meat Man already gave that to me during the pre-show meeting, so no need to get into that on air. We can move on.
Yeah. What else we got?
Uncle Cacunut asks, eggnog. I believe he's requesting it. Can you provide it?
He wants eggnog. I don't got any eggnog. I already ate it all. It's not Christmas, man. What are you talking about?
Yeah, they're your server members, man.
I don't know. Like,
I have a question for you.
Sure.
Yeah.
For me?
This is for Mr. Meat Man. Yeah. Have you ever been to Shabbat dinner with your bubby?
Dinner? What's that? No, I haven't.
Yeah, Shabbat dinner. Yeah, it's the Jewish, like, you know, like every Saturday, like you have your Shabbat dinner. You've never gone with bubby?
No, I've never gone with my bubby. I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. I was just curious.
Bubby sounds like profane in some way. Yeah, touch my bubby.
Bubby sounds like brother.
Yeah.
Bubby.
It's like in Diary of a Wimpy
Kid.
It's
like a familial.
Where he calls him Bubby.
Doesn't that mean your grandma in Yiddish or something?
Yes, it does. Grandmother in Yiddish. Your bubby.
Okay.
Yiddish.
Is this relevant information, Joe? I don't understand.
No, but to segue, I think it was Kill Bill who did say that he knows he's made it in life when he's able to have like ball supporters. People, was that Bill?
No, that's Hugbees, dude.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was Hugbees.
Or Hudgybees, as Zwick calls him. Yeah.
Hudgybees.
So
said that.
Mr. Meatman, my question for you is, would
people
you
are asking
have...
in the chat, by the way, not to rudely interrupt you, but I have to. That's Andrew from the official podcast.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
He sings Mbop a lot to
Mbop.
Yeah. Nah, the segue out of the darkness. Yeah. Go ahead.
What were you saying?
So would you want to have like ball supporters, people that you pay to just support your balls everywhere you go? Like one on each side?
That sounds funny. It'd be funny. I'd laugh at them.
All right.
Yeah.
So yes?
Yeah.
So yeah.
Hell yeah. Okay. Hell yeah.
What would you name them?
Oh, I get to name them.
Yeah, they're your balls.
Oh, wait.
No, the supporters.
Wait.
Like the dudes. I know.
Are ball supporters like the people?
The push-up men.
Okay, and I get to name them. What are they? All right, first of all, how many do I have? And what do they look like?
How many balls do you have?
I'm just imagining muscular, bald men.
Me too.
Okay.
And their heads look like balls. Like, it makes sense. It makes sense.
Like a wrinkly neck with...
Yeah, just come take like a shower.
Their necks are wrinkled, but then they have like a... Kind of like a... like not. It's not bright, but it's not too wrinkly. Big ass heads. Let me think. I guess I'd name one. Yeah, I think I'd name one Bubby, and then I'd name one.
Okay.
Rubby. There we go.
Bubby and Rubby.
Okay. Bubby and Robert.
No, Bubby and Rubby.
Did you say Bubby and Robert?
Bubby.
Yeah, he said Robert. No, we need to rewind, Joe.
All right, well, rewind.
We don't need to rewind.
Bubby.
It's fine.
Rubby. Can you say
Rubby.
It with me? Say
okay,
it with
no
me.
No need to rewind.
Say it with me.
Bubby and
I
Rubby.
Understand perfectly.
Rubby. All right.
Bubby?
And?
Oh, I think you cut
what
out
else,
there.
Joe?
Bubby
and? Come on, Joe. What else?
Rubby.
There. You got it.
Rubby.
Everybody give him a round of applause.
Thank you. We should unmute everybody right now to give them a round of applause.
Yeah, I'm going to do that real quick. Hold on. Okay, I think that's everyone who didn't mute themselves. If you guys want to clap for Joe.
Yay.
Thank you, everybody.
Now shut the fuck up.
Now shut the fuck up, everyone. And sit down.
Anyways, you're walking down the street. You see a lady, and then...
So close, yet
perfect.
So far away.
I wasn't trying to time it like that. That's
anyways,
great.
So do we have any more questions?
I know what legendary Pokemon
server?
Was in Crystal. Wait, Tom from the chat says, shut up, Joe.
Don't
you don't even know what legendary
over
Pokemon...
Mr. Meatman, dude.
I'm sorry.
What was legendary Pokemon?
In what?
In Crystal. What
Suicune?
Was it?
I know it.
It's Suicune.
Of course I know it. Serebii.
No, it's Suicune.
D- Did you just say Serebii?
Pokemon.
No, he's referencing the Pokemon website.
It's not Serebii, it's Celebi.
Yeah, I know what it is. Pokemon.
He's fucking Googling it.
I'm not Googling anything. I know it off the top of my head.
You know it so much that your fingers are tapping
Lugia,
on your computer.
Lugia, Ho-Oh, Raikou, Entei, and Suicune.
Ah, all of them. Ah, what about Celebi?
You can read, guys.
Yeah, five legendary.
Okay, so Odge actually has a question, which is, how much money is Meatman, Mr. Meatman, sir, not Meatman, willing to put down on going shot for shot until one of us passes out? Like basketball, basically.
Me with who? Me with them?
With you and Odge. You, like, playing basketball. Shot for shot.
I don't know how good they are.
How good are you,
Odge? I haven't played basketball in, like, so long. By the way, I want to say there's this little infidel named Tomas.
Tama!
OJJ meant alcohol, not basketball shots.
Can you mute this infidel?
Shut up, Thomas.
Yeah, sit down and shut up.
I don't think I'd drink with OJJ. He's a bad drunk.
Ooh.
He's a bad sober.
He's bad sober and he's bad like in alcohol.
Yeah, but is he a good baller?
Is he a good baller? I don't know. I'm gonna see him at AX. I'm gonna meet like a bunch of people at AX.
Like a baller, like you want to score 300, or like is he a baller?
Ooh.
Like balling.
I don't know.
A lot of food for thought on this episode.
OJJ did pass out on his stream because OJJ here is a streamer on Twitch, and he passed out for 2 hours on his stream. He fell asleep.
Yeah, Joe. That's PewDiePie. That's his. That's just his Discord name. Is OJJ?
OJJ, unmute you fucker.
We're not gonna unmute you guys just like at your whim. By the way,
what other questions do we got?
Oh, to be honest, Mr. Meatman, and. I'm going to call you Nicholas because I need a name to put here.
All right, call me Nicholas. Call me Saint Nicholas.
Okay.
Call me Saint... Wait.
Okay,
call
Nicholas.
Me Saint Michael because that's my Christian name. Yeah, I'm Saint Michael. I got the good saint.
Saint Michael.
Okay, Michael. We'll call it that. I was actually going to say that I was out of useful questions because that's what happened on your server is they kind of asked a few, like... half questions and then went on to like cancer off for a while.
Some retarded questions.
But I just did get one from Epic Gamer.
Ah.
Which, wow.
That guy sounds cool.
We have an Epic Gamer on the server right now.
We got Epic Gamer
super
on the line.
Super cool.
What did he ask?
Ask Mr. Meatman what his relationship with Tomas is. And ask if Tomas is a furry.
Tomas is a furry. Like, that is 100% confirmed. I don't want to bully him like on this actual this podcast.
You just want to heavily imply the bullying.
Okay, but like I can bully Tomas so much. There's not enough time, I guess, to just talk about one subject on this podcast. Like, you guys don't want to like be focused on one thing, but I have several Tomas stories in which case he went after e-girls. And then he got rejected.
Oh.
And he became a furry for one e-girl. He's
threatening a Maddox-style lawsuit, dude.
Like,
yeah, he really doesn't want you to tell the story. He's threatening us with a $20 million.
He doesn't want me to tell you about the time where he has his own podcast and he paid this like very, very loud attention whore woman. He bought her I think a $20 mic.
Oh.
Like, so that she could be on the podcast.
That's almost worse than no mic.
And then all she did was shit talk him and like say like, haha, I would never go out with you. Haha. And then she hit on like someone else.
Side note, this is why you guys should tune in live. There's a lot of side stuff that goes on in the chat and you can interact with the guests if they want to.
You know what?
I guess like if they're,
you know, what's interesting. What you guys could have maybe done. Like, so do you post these on YouTube? Because I know you post them on iTunes.
No, it's just on iTunes, Spotify, Google podcasts, all that.
Because if you posted it on YouTube, if you had like, because you could have had like maybe a screen recording of a recording chat. Just so then like people can see something visual.
That is an interesting idea.
That's an interesting idea.
Ooh, you've stimulated my brain, mate.
Yeah, I don't know, like. How much that would obviously like add into like the amount of effort you'd have to do. And if you have to edit stuff out, like maybe
well,
the
not
chat
really.
Might,
we
like,
just record the screen for the whole time and just
yeah. But then the if editing. People are like tossing out slurs and stuff,
yeah,
like I don't
yeah.
want to.
Well, we'd have to not include that part. But if we also edit it and it goes like back and forth, what happens to the screen?
Someone has suggested we delete the Pokemon catching channel. I think a certain few people would literally kill us if we did that. So I don't think we should do that.
Plus, having a Pokemon catching channel is dedicated to itself keeps it out of the general.
Yeah. It keeps the simpletons busy, basically.
Yeah. But yeah.
Mr. Meat Man.
Yes.
Why are you Mr. Meat Man?
I'm Mr. Meat Man. Because I like the triple, what's it called? Acronym or whatever the heck. You know, it's like MMM. It's like KKK. Whoopsie. Can't mention that on podcast. It's like, but yeah, it's like.
You can refer to the existence of the KKK. That's okay. Like, that's, by the way, Robo Rob jumped in and he's unmuted because he's a guest. Hi, Rob.
Hello there.
Hey.
Go on, hey, say Rob. Something.
Rob.
What do you want?
Rob.
Hey, Rob.
Okay, you're getting server muted. I this is disrespect on another level.
But, yeah, no, because, like, I came up with, like, a lot of my ideas for my channel while I was, what was it? Because I used to work, like, I don't work there anymore, but I used to work in the back for retail. Like, what was it, like, 2 years ago? And I was thinking,
yeah.
And I was thinking, like, because, like, what was it? Like, I thought I wanted to make my channel. Cause like, there's like one day where I get really pissed and I get really bored because I don't want to work that day, and I thought like, you know, I really should be doing something else besides only working and all this stuff. So I thought like, you know what, I'll make a YouTube channel, and right like into that I thought of like because it was like I think early in the day, so I had a lot of time, like because I think my shift was like 7 hours, I had like a lot of time to think about like what did I want to do with my channel. And mm-hmm. So I thought like, well, first of all, I have to think of the name. I got to think of all the, yeah. like, you know, the basic stuff before anything else. And I thought like pretty early on, like I want something that's like, it's cool and it's catchy to say.
Mr. Meat Man.
Yeah. Mr. Meat Man. So I thought like, what did I think of? I don't even, I can't remember what I thought of first, but eventually it like led to Mr. Meat Man. Okay. Mr. Meat Man.
Oh, that was your exact mental process. Okay, I got it.
Yeah, it was. I work in the
Mr. Meat Man. That does sound right.
It sounds right. It sounds like Mr. Meat Man.
It sounds
MMM.
Better with the sauce in it, by the way. Mm. Like when you add the enunciation.
Mr. Meat Man.
Yeah.
It's Mr. Meatabole.
Yeah. So,
but, yeah.
How do you deal with the fact that you have this really huge copycat out there named Video Game Donkey, or is Donkey, I guess.
Mr. Meat Man. You know what? I am sick and tired of that guy. Mm-hmm. You know what? Without, of course, linking my channel. Of course, he didn't link my channel. He didn't give me any of the proper, the credentials I needed. He featured like a 1 or 2 second clip of one of my videos in his own video. It was called Donkey Clones. Now, I don't know why I was in that video, because like if you watch our content, there can't be anything different from that.
In all seriousness, like I do understand why people see the similarities, but I kind of noticed that you have a sort of a nihilistic thing going on, that he's just being kind of goofy about video games, and then you kind of just go balls to the wall and like nothing matters, so I'll just do whatever the fuck I want.
I love doing whatever the fuck I want. See, like, yeah. I'll look at Donkey, like, I think mostly it's like old Donkey videos where he seems like a lot more freer, and then the mm-hmm. new ones are like, he's still like doing obviously what he wants, and
yes.
the there is a formula, I think, to it, but it's a formula that's like way too unpredictable. Like part of the formula is being so unpredictable that it's constantly satisfying, and mm-hmm. it's yeah. like I don't know, like I've like been seeing like some people have been like calling him shit lately. I don't know, like I think he had like 1 or 2 hiccups I think a few months ago, but it, like he still makes like very quality content.
I hate when I get the hiccups. I understand that.
Yeah.
I heard recently when you get the hiccups, if you raise your right arm, the hiccups will go away.
Is that true?
Everyone do that in the chat, please. Thank you.
Everybody raise your right arm. Raise your right arm to a 70 degree angle upwards.
Tom, don't make that gesture. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
Meat man.
By the way, and this is a point that I think you were trying to humorously make on your video, but also fellow content creator Kneecaps, aka Keith Johnson, made on his face reveal video, that the voice that you're doing isn't really like a donkey voice as much as it is like a regional accent.
It is an accent.
Like,
it's
donkey doesn't own that. Like, it's millions of people have it.
I don't understand people.
Mm-hmm.
So I was raised a little bit in East Coast, and then we moved to Central Coast. So I'm in Illinois right now. So I'm in Central, but like, and like, I've like kind of like, let me think. I've kind of like, it's been like long enough where like when I talk to people, I'll have like normal, like Central Coast accent, but like both my parents still, especially my mom, but both my parents still talk with, you know, like the East Coast accent.
Why do you talk with why do you say Central Coast, by the way? I just realized that.
That did makes I say no that? Central it's the middle coast. There is no coast. I mean, that is a coast, I guess. But when I want to be funny with people, and I've always done this, like even before I made content, I'd use that accent just to like exaggerate my whatever I want to say. For what? I don't know.
So I moved away from New Jersey when I was 3.
Nobody cares, Joe.
But I feel like I could still do like the East Coast accent.
Why?
Can we have like a conversation in our most East Coast accents?
Oh yeah, can you guys talk about salami for a minute?
Yeah, sorry, I was just down at the cafe getting a sopressata.
That sounds awful. That sounds
I'm in
really
the mafia.
Fake.
I'm in
you
the
sound
mafia.
Sound like you're struggling to do it.
I'm losing my voice.
Joe, you're terrible at this.
Hey guys, how's it going? It's me, Mr. Meatman, back again, 101.
Hey, it's me. Hey, it's me, Mr. Meatman, joining you from the East Coast.
See, that still sounds fake.
Later on, maybe we can. Hey, guys.
Yeah, this sounds like you don't know how to do it, but you're trying it anyway.
Hey, guys. Oi, fey.
Say it with me. Oi, right, fey. Oi, fey.
I'm learning. Yeah, fuck off, Lars.
Jesus Christ. Okay. Guys.
So. And that's okay. And that's a cut. No, just kidding.
People have said I can also sound like I sound really good, like being autistic. And I believe that.
Oh,
like people
that
say
comes
I do
naturally
a good
too?
Chris Chan voice. People say I do a good whatever voice.
Can you do a Chris Chan voice?
Hey there, everyone. How you doing?
Yep, that's good.
Can you do like Peter Griffin?
Hey there, Joe.
Hey Lois, I'm Mysterios.
Hey Lois, it's me, co-host Joe.
Hey Joe, or not? Hey Peter.
Hey Peter.
Peter.
Are you gonna finish that novel?
This is kind of devolving. Let's get back to some semblance of structure.
Write another chapter of your novel, Mr. Meatman.
Stewie.
This is the best part so far. This is genuine raw comedy.
Emphasis on the raw.
There's some people I've heard they can do like perfect like Family Guy voices. I
Speaking
fucking
of
love
Family
it.
Guy voices, Joe.
Why?
NordVPN.
One more thing. Why are Family Guy impressions more funny than like actual Family Guy? Like,
well, because Family Guy's not funny anymore.
How could your show be that unfunny that like people making fun of your characters is funnier than your supposed comedy show?
Okay,
like,
I'm gonna contend something which I think you people in the chat might find controversial.
Ooh.
I'm not sure. I don't think it was ever really that funny at all.
What?
Family Guy.
It's not like hysterical. No. You know,
I'll make an argument for Family Guy. The first, I think it was like up till season 4. It wasn't. Alright, so the very first few episodes weren't specifically funny, but they did have their moments where like I'll chuckle. I'll say like, you know what, that was done good. But I think there was like a lot of heart into them also. Like it wasn't just like the father's like still retarded, but like
like
at the end of every episode there is kind of like a moral to it. And I think because I think that's what at the time at least, that's what who's the creator? Seth
Rogen.
MacFarlane. I think that like that's kind of like that was kind of his style because he made like he was like heavily involved in other cartoons
you're thinking of Seth McInerney.
Seth
McInerney.
Yes.
Who's that? Yeah,
no, Lars said Seth Rogen.
Yes.
I said Seth MacFarlane.
It's Seth MacFarlane, Joe.
MacFarlane, not McInerney.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's
right. Yeah, no, I'm not saying that I think that, like, and I agree with you about the first 4 seasons. I don't think it's a bad show, per se. This hailed is like this genius comedic creation.
Oh, no, it is not. That is
a lot of people hold those first few seasons as hysterical.
They're hysterical, like, compared to, like, the current seasons.
Oh, yes, clearly.
But that's not saying much.
I think the best season was maybe like 9, 10, 11 when they were doing like the time travel stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When they got weird, that was good.
It wasn't like necessarily funnier, but it was more interesting.
It was more meta.
From what I remember, I think the specific like episode where I honestly think was like, I think was probably the best was the one where. What was it? Where like Lois gets kidnapped and they recreate the scene from I forgot what movie. It's like the specific name of the movie, but it's like
Titanic.
Breaking Two Electric Boogaloo.
The plane, like the assassin in the plane is like chasing down a man. They parodied Troll that. 2?
Oh yeah, I remember that. That was good.
What are you talking about, Troll?
Troll 2.
Troll 2.
Okay, so nowadays there's like a formula, and actually like it's been going on for like a long ass time where there's a formula with Family Guy. Where they constantly have 2 subplots, and all of these subplots involve Peter and his friends, and they involve Stewie and Brian, and they're always like the same kindish thing. Like there's no, like the show just gets stale because it's the same kind of show over and over again. It's not like it's not fun, it's not interesting. It's just the same kind of show. Sometimes they'll like change it a little bit, but most of the time it's just. You know, the same thing. I don't care.
Yeah, like when they did like the Disney episode, you know, the style, and there was a Star Wars style episode. And it was kind of different.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, guys, for tuning in to the Family Guy Analysis podcast.
What's wrong with Family Guy, bro?
We normally have the guests introduce the show, so go ahead.
Hey, Lois. No,
Hey, Lois.
By the way, check the server name, Joe. It's official.
Randy.
Oh, and okay. So... we actually do need to make some money off of this podcast, Joe, so we should probably talk about our other sponsor.
Yeah, our other sponsor, patreon.com/T1podcast.
Oh, yeah, I guess, kind of. Like, that's... this show is supported by listeners like you, including a brand new one today, Joe.
That's right.
What's his name?
I don't know what name he wanted to go. I know his username, but
just say his username, dude. Be nice.
It's Rockshell.
Yes, it is Rockshell. Thank you for looking that up, Joe.
I didn't look it up. I had the name memorized off the top of my head.
By the way, what can $2 get you?
For $2, you can listen to the episodes early.
God.
You can have exclusive content.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, for $2 a month, you can listen to episodes early. One of them was released today early. With me and Ohan, that you get to check out sooner than everyone else. You also get an exclusive title in the Discord. When I say title, I mean role. I'm an idiot. And also, there's a patron-only channel, and you get an on-air shout-out. You get a bunch of other cool stuff. How can they go ahead and check that out, Joe?
Well, that's easy. That I can tell you. You're just going to want to go to patreon.com/T1podcast.
That's correct. Thank you to our sponsors.
Patreon.com/T1podcast.
Even if they
that's
are people.
That's a letter T, number one podcast.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty epic.
Check it out.
Mr. Meat Man.
Yeah.
I noticed something that happened on your channel recently.
Yes, go on.
I noticed that you had like a serious video for once. It was weird. Like you were talking about the shooting, and not to get into like a political discussion of any, I just, first of all, why? And also thank you. That was a great video.
Oh, did you watch all of it?
Yes, I did.
What did you think about the last 2 minutes?
The last 2 minutes were interesting. I'll give you that. Why?
Why not?
I mean, it just kind of just showed up. Yeah. I mean, I enjoyed it, but I mean, it had no relevance whatsoever. But yeah, anyway.
I kind of regret making that video because right after that, all right, so my views, my YouTube views and my YouTube daily views and subscribers, for some reason, I wonder why, they went down by one half to like one fourth. It's kind of weird. Why is YouTube? Well, why are my videos not showing up in YouTube now? That's kind of weird.
Was there any resolution to this, or?
Oh no, I'm not. I'm being serious, by the way.
Oh, what? Yeah, what happened?
My analytics are like really screwed up now.
Did you get like a strike or something?
I didn't get a strike.
Were just a ton of your followers only like super alt writers or something, or?
Oh no! Like, because that video like barely got anything, or not barely got. It's okay. It's. And I think like maybe not, like there's no like evidence, like I don't know, but like
what about that email that you got that said, hey, it's us, YouTube, we're suppressing you, like a Soprasada salami.
I don't know what to say. I also like I put up a video yesterday, and I like, all right, so another funny story. So that video comes up like for the longest time, that video shows up as like green monetization, oh, everything's fine. And then a few, like, I guess maybe, I think it was like a few minutes after I post it, all of a sudden, oh, wait, now it's showing limited ads, limited all this. Wait, but it said it was all fine before. What's happening? I don't understand. And I got like another email today saying like, oh, your video's been like limited for ads and all the fuck and whatever the fuck.
So basically your channel is doomed, is what you're saying.
Perhaps. Maybe. I'm thinking of experimenting where I just like post like I make a video that's like just super wholesome and super nice. And I wanna see if that also gets limited in ads. Cause then we'll know something's up.
If it does, I'd call shenanigans, but
yeah.
Maybe it was just like your content was bad and you should feel bad. I don't know.
I gotta admit my content was bad, but in defense of me, if it was so bad, why did it at first say that it was all fine? Huh?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know. Because then I can edit it like a little bit slightly to make it good again.
How do you get good feedback, by the way? I'm curious. That seems to be like a constant struggle. I don't want to ask.
Yeah, only get bad feedback.
no.
We're always getting people saying like your stuff sucks.
Yeah, you get.
How do we get people to tell us that it's good?
I don't think I've even ever gotten that.
No, I'm saying like, who do you trust for that kind of stuff? Because I feel like if I ask my friends and family, they're gonna be like, yeah, this is great, but like they don't always necessarily mean that because they feel obligated to do it.
I mean,
like
a lot of the people I know, like that I talk to on here, and I think like I guess you really can't talk to like super like your super friend, like your super IRL friends. But you can't talk to people like just on Discord who like, you know, they're fans of you, but they're also fans like they know like they follow you for a reason. They don't follow you for no reason. And also they like just like real people, because like a lot of people who I'll like talk to a lot, they're like people who will like tell me to my face like, dude, this was like absolute fucking shit. Like what the fuck? Why did you like? Where was the joke? I didn't laugh once. What's wrong with you?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be like, all right.
Yeah, I think it's like, yeah, you have to find those people. Like Joe and I, in particular, like we have a thing where we can like automatically shut down a bad idea that the other person gives or stuff like that. So.
Yeah. Yeah, because you can talk to each other.
We can. We don't, but we can.
Oh, you don't.
Yeah.
If we wanted to. Yeah, we actually just talk during the recordings.
Wouldn't that be weird if like we had like this fake setup where we're like we were friends, but we actually like never interacted outside the show?
Fucking hate each other.
Well, or even just outside the episodes, like somebody else is coordinating it. They just say like, it's go time. Okay.
All right, guy. Like,
it was nice working with you, Lars.
Are you trying to tell me that you two are both just like paid actors? Like you don't even care about this gig. Like it's just someone else. Like this is someone else's dream project.
Yeah, I'm actually paid actor Elliot Gould. So
Elliot Gould.
Sorry. I've been exposed.
I'm Sasha Baron Cohen.
Do you do birthday parties? Can I?
Yeah. Right. Bar mitzvahs.
Hell, who are you asking?
I'm asking
both of us.
Yeah.
Are you asking for both of us to do it at the same time?
Yeah, you'll be a comedy duo.
I don't worry.
Because Tomas wants one. Elliot. Apparently, cool. He's implying he says it's his birthday soon.
Yeah, Tomas's birthday soon. I need someone there to like pretend to be his friend.
And speaking of deals that are so good that it might as well be your birthday, Joe, NordVPN.
Happy birthday, Tomas.
And happy birthday, NordVPN.
NordVPN is the best VPN on the market.
Absolutely.
And it's going to save your ass.
It
is. You ever say to yourself, oh man, I'm getting fucked in the ass by my ISP? No more. They're not going to throttle your internet anymore, baby.
Yep, that's true. You can also access French The Office very easily because you can circumvent
or Italian.
Yeah, is there an Italian office? I don't know. Maybe.
Mm. Is there a French? Like
also, like let's say you go to Starbucks and you know, you don't trust the Wi-Fi there. It's like
go to Starbucks.
There's some Watchdogs 2 hacker there who's like, I'm gonna steal your shit. That's a good way to get around that.
A shirt that says I'm gonna hack your shit. I'm gonna fuck your shit in the
Jesus
ass
Joe.
Hack. All right, you guys get the idea.
Yeah. What if you could get that for $4 a month?
I'd come.
Yeah, the first time we heard that, we did have a spontaneous orgasm. It was pretty great. Mr. Meatman, what's the name of this podcast?
It's second something podcast. Like two guys.
Almost.
Two guys podcast.
Off. You're getting further now. Like
220 guys.
220 guys.
Yeah, 220 guys. Yeah. That's it.
It's the first podcast. That's the checkout
code. 220 guys.
I'm trying to make us money, Joe. Shut up.
Shut up,
Michael.
Stop ruining everything.
Just edit it later.
No, it's funnier if I don't edit it. Okay. All right.
I know.
So the first podcast is the checkout code at nord.t1podcast.com to get 75% off your first year.
That's nord.t1podcast.com. Coupon code the first podcast.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
What else we got? What other questions we got?
Someone says to ask the jack-off question. Is that like a thing?
It's from the official podcast.
Oh, you mean like to steal like their thing where we ask about like your weird masturbatory habits or something?
Well, that's what OJJ wants. OJJ in the chat wants you guys to steal another thing.
Do you have any wacky whacking stories?
No.
Yeah, I don't really either. I mean, like,
me neither.
Yeah.
I wish I did.
Yeah, I can't imagine a situation where like it went wrong or something. Like
fuck it went too far.
Ah, shit, I did it wrong that time.
My dick fell off. What the fuck?
It's all fucked up.
By the way, Mom, you should skip the next 2 minutes of the podcast.
I do have like a story where like I was having sex with my girlfriend at the time back in the day, and like I had thrown on some Santa boxers the night before, and like it was like a quickie, so we didn't like tear off the clothes. So like, and then I just like looked down and I saw that I was wearing those, and then I imagined like Santa fucking Mrs. Claus and being like ho ho ho, and like Mrs. Claus going oh, and I lost my boner and I had to like stop because I like I couldn't stop laughing. Anyway, that's my sex story for the day.
All right, thanks for sharing that, Lars.
Mr. Mate Man.
Yeah.
Do you have any
Lars?
What?
Yeah. What?
Your mom shouldn't listen to that part.
Oh yeah, Mom. If you've gotten this far, like, please turn off the show and never listen again.
Mom, turn the camera off.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm gonna give myself a little warning that I can edit in later. Hold on. By the way, Mom, you should skip the next 2 minutes of the podcast. Okay, there we go.
Does your mom listen to these?
Sometimes.
She was our first and biggest fan.
Aww.
Yeah, she's actually very supportive of the show. She doesn't listen to all like the episodes because some of them get quite crude. But yeah.
Not like my mom, who doesn't know that I do the show. And like hell is she going to find out.
She doesn't actually know you exist.
She actually doesn't know she doesn't know I have access to the internet.
She has amnesia. It's unfortunate.
No, she doesn't. Let's not spend too much time talking about my mom, though.
Oh, I want to talk about your mom all the time.
Doing your mom.
No, let's move on. Mr. Meatman, you were saying something before, right? Well, about
I love that reference, by the way, Mr. Meatman. Thank you for making that. Jesus Christ, that's such a bad song. Anyway.
That is the best song.
We were going to ask you if like there was anything else specifically that you wanted to get to, anything you wanted to promote, anything you wanted to plug.
Anything I wanted to promote or plug. I'm not too sure. Let me think. No, I don't think so.
I hear there's a YouTube channel named Mr. Meatman that people could check out. Yeah,
that guy's a fucking bleep.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like how he bleeped himself.
You better not check him. Don't check him out. We better not plug his stuff.
Yeah, he's a freaking stupid head. But there's another guy on YouTube.
Well, he sounds like a nice guy.
He sounds like a nice guy. He's right. My daughter was telling me. But yeah.
He sounds like a sweet boy.
Oh, God, Joe. Just stop. Just let him do his thing.
All right. Sorry.
I did my thing.
Okay. How would people check out Mr. Meatman?
How would people find me? I guess you go on YouTube and then you Google Mr. Meatman. Or you just, yeah, you just Google Mr. Meatman. The first thing you'll probably find. Let me look this up right now.
Oh, he doesn't know how to look up his own channel.
I don't know what pops up first. Mr. Meatman.
Oh, if you're going on Google,
Twitter pops up first. And then, yeah, it's mostly Twitter for some reason.
No,
why
that's someone
YouTube
else.
Pop
that's,
up first?
That's no context, Mr. Meatman. That's
Mr.
a different guy.
Mr. Meatman. Yeah, no context, Mr. Meatman.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, my videos do pop up. Mr. Meatman's gallery. What is pixel art? Who is Tim?
What pixel art is?
Who is this person? No, because there's a guy in... Yeah, on pixel art named Tim, and he uploaded something. When did he upload this? It doesn't say a date.
Tim profile.
Can you link in the chat what you're describing, by the way?
He uploaded 16 art views.
Who is this person?
I think he's just been doing it since October.
Who is this? There's also, you know what? There's someone I can plug. There was I don't remember. I don't remember where. There's like a 14-year-old like little boy, and like when you used to like look up Mr. Meatman, a video called like Mr. Meatman's Revenge pops up first. And he like used to make these videos, and then I know now because he has his own lore. He killed off Mr. Meatman. Mr. Meatman was evil. You're not gonna find this on like. He only had like 35 views. You're not going to find this. But it used to be like the number one thing that you'd find after Mr. Meatman.
So you were a phony. You stole the channel name.
No, I found out about it after. Like, it was it's just like how, like, I honestly, like, people like say, like, oh, you sound like Donkey. And Donkey's, like, name used to be Meatwad Sprite. But that's that's actually, like, I didn't mean for that to happen. That's actually. Like a complete accident. I don't know what I
mean for
doing.
What to happen. That's obviously a coincidence.
It's the Mandela effect. Like there's two different universes and they both collide.
There's also a universe in which the Mandela effect doesn't exist.
Oh, is that
true? Think about that.
I didn't hear about that one.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I mean,
That's crazy.
Are you guys talking about Nelson Mandela?
Yeah, Nelson Mandela.
No,
like
no, Peter Mandela, dude.
Peter? Peter Griffin?
Yeah.
Hey, Lois.
Hey, Lois. Remember the time it was called Family Guy instead of Family Guy?
For one episode, it was. Yeah, that's true.
Was it?
Hey, Lois.
I can't believe that.
Yeah, there was an episode called Family Guy.
I think the best episode of Family Guy is where, like, he wishes, like, to a star for a Jew, and then the Jew shows up, and he's
That was a very good episode. Jew.
Yeah.
I like that one. I felt represented in that episode. I'm a Jew.
Oh, yeah. If you couldn't tell, Joe is Jewish.
I could tell from all the shilling.
All the mannerisms and everything.
All the mannerisms.
The curly sideburns, yeah.
I'm half.
Yeah.
I'm 1/4 Jewish.
Oh, oh. Which half?
My grandma.
No, he meant which half of your body, dude. Come
or
on.
My grandma on your mom's side or your dad's side?
My mom's side.
Oh, okay, cool. The reason I was asking is because they say that it's passed down, the Judaism is passed down on the mother's side.
They say that they say that because there was like, there's a sitcom that said that. I forgot what sitcom, but like.
Steinfeld.
I think, was it Steinfeld?
Well,
I don't know, dude.
There's a sitcom, and I only know this because my mom was yelling at my grandma about it. Because my grandma kept on like saying that my mom was Jewish, even though like my mom is Christian, because my grandpa is Christian. And like she was like yelling at her mm-hmm. that like she only got like all of that from like some sitcom about the mother thing.
If you asked an Orthodox Jew, they would say that you and your mom are both full Jewish.
Oy vey. Sure. Well, but then how do I escape from my Judaism then?
How do you escape from it?
How does my family lineage, it doesn't come from me because I'm a big boy, but women escape
is there like a mass exodus from the Jewish religion? I don't know. I don't know. You might be able to convert away.
It's literally called Exodus because of the Jewish people.
Is that what that is?
That's a geographical migration, though.
That was a long time ago.
Let's do it again.
Exodus 2, Electric Boogaloo. Okay. All right. Mr. Meatman, it has been a pleasure to have you on, and I can't say the same for Joe, but yes, that is my co-host, Joe. You didn't enjoy having him on?
Thank you for coming on the show. Yes, absolutely. We've enjoyed having you on very much.
Joe, just be nice to our elegant Egyptian guest.
What do you want to say?
I love you.
Aw.
I love you.
Yeah, we love you.
I love you too.